103, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show Monday. 359 call, 217-359-2255. We do this every day from 3 to 6. Jeremy Warner, Lon Tay, we talk sports. And we like talking to you, so give us a call when you can.
You can also email us.
Right.
Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com.
Illini spring football practice ongoing. They've had 7 practices already. We haven't had a chance to really talk too much about it so far, but they had their scrimmage on Saturday. And right now, I mean, usually at this time of year, the defense is a little farther ahead than the offense, just because the offense is getting to know the system, sure. You know, new players rotating in. But with all the losses on the defense, Martez Wilson, Clay Nurse, Corey Legit, a lot of the guys, Nate Bussey, guys that have a chance at the NFL, that front seven is really getting a lot of work right now. And they got gashed on Saturday. The Illini offense, even though Jason Ford wasn't able to practice, he's got knee soreness is what Ron Zook called it, nothing serious. He said not an MCL, ACL. And Jay Prosh missed practice again. He has an illness in the family, so he hasn't been able to play. But I mean, behind Nathan Shielhaus, Miles Osei, I mean, the passing wasn't great, but the running game looked good. Troy Pollard looked a little stronger.
Really?
Ran through the hole pretty well. Bud Golden, that offensive line is going to be a strength, especially in the run attack. Passing game still got ways to go. The deep ball, it's not going to be a strength for the Illini. With these quarterbacks, they're not strong on quarterbacks. They're guys that know the system. Shielhaus is way farther ahead than Miles Osei right now. So Shielhaus is not taking any hits. He's got his red jersey still on. Miles Osei has his blue jersey on Saturday, so he took some hits, and he took a few good licks.
Mm. Well, and you know, you talk about the deep passing game. I don't know. Will Shielhaus in another year, or maybe two when he's a senior, be able to throw that deep ball? I mean, it's got to be part of the plan.
Listen, he can throw it. Okay. I mean, he's a little stronger arm than I think most people thought when he came in here, but he hasn't thrown a lot of passes in his career. Ron Zook said it before. He said last year he probably threw more than he's thrown in his whole entire life just in that one year because at Rockhurst he didn't throw a lot. So he's progressing as a passer. Now, is it ever going to be a strength? No. But, you saw in the Texas Bowl.
Absolutely.
He had one to Malines that Malines went up and grabbed. Yep. I mean, he's not going to be the most accurate on it, and he's not going to be able to throw a John Elway 60-70-yard pass down the field, but he's got it in his capabilities. But, I mean, right now it's a lot of short, intermediate throws, and Ryan Langford has really emerged with A.J. Jenkins out, with Darius Malines out. Ryan Langford's turned into a number one guy, at least for the spring, and he's a short guy. He's put on a little bit of weight, but it gives you another option. Ryan Langford really came on strong down the stretch. So now you have a guy that Nathan Shielhaus loves throwing to.
Good. And that's fun. I mean, when that opens up, when your running game is going to be good, you got to be able to pass the ball a little bit. And that's good. We're back. We'll hear from Zook. Tay and Jay Show. That a kid. Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM. 359 call. That's 217-359-2255. Throw that in your cell phone. And it's easy. Everybody's got a cell phone, right?
I think like 90% of the
90 or more.
Populace.
So just throw that in there. Tay and Jay Show. All you got to do is hit the contacts. T. Boom. Called. Gone. Done. On the air. Lon Tay, Jeremy Warner. How cool is that?
We're talking Illini spring football right now. If you have any questions, I've been at practice the last week. I mean, we've had 7 practices already. Before we get into Ron Zook, he talked with the media after the scrimmage, gave his thoughts. Memorial Stadium's getting a little bit of a renovation here. Not a big one, but a small one.
It doesn't affect me, but it's bringing some people close to me.
Yeah, this horseshoe, the extensions above the horseshoe are coming down. That's about 2,200 seats are being taken out. They've been there since 1980s, and the safety became an issue. They were only supposed to be temporary. Now they're bringing them down. So if you have tickets in there and you renewed, you should be getting an email from the U of I. But what they're going to do is they're either going to give you a ticket in the horseshoe, or they're going to give you a sideline seat for a year at horseshoe ticket prices. Wow. So you're not going to pay any more for that. But they expect 85% renewal rates this year. So those people who are in the extensions, you're still going to have a seat, but they're just going to move you somewhere else, at least for one season.
And it sounds like they're going to contact you if you're sitting, if you're one of these people, one of the fans. I mean, they're going to contact you and give you some ideas of where you could go, and maybe you could get close to me.
Well, eventually, yes, they'll move into the horseshoe, but hopefully they're not by you.
Why? I'm cool, man. Actually, you do not want to sit by me at a football game.
Especially with little kids around, I'm guessing.
Correct. No, I don't get that. Well, no. sometimes. Let's talk about Illinois football, though, and spring football. And we've got, I mean, this is, first of all, if you don't renew your tickets this year, that's crazy. You got 8 home games. So even if you're not a huge football fan, that's 8 tailgates. Then you get to go to watch the Illini in what should be a 6-7-8 win season. Yeah, are we hoping?
Caution you. Remember after the Rose Bowl, you're expecting that too.
I know.
And then you go 5-7 with a very veteran team. And this is going to be a pretty veteran team, especially on offense. You have Shiels back, Jason Ford, maybe not Michael with short production, but he's produced in his career. Michael just went above him, and now he's going to be probably a second-round pick, at least in the NFL draft, maybe a first-round pick. So you have a lot coming back. The defense, the front seven, is getting into its groove right now. I mean, they lost a lot up there. And now you're counting Craig Wilson, converted offensive lineman. He had a pretty good day.
Did he?
Saturday.
I was going to ask you how he looked.
I mean, he penetrates really well, and he's just, you know, technique's not all the way there. And he, you know, shedding blocks isn't his thing yet, but he hasn't done it a lot. But he's 6'5", 320. He makes Akeem Spence look like a linebacker.
Really?
I mean, Akeem Spence is a stout guy, but he's only about 6 foot. So you watch on that line, and there's just a huge height difference there. Whitney Merciless is working in the DN. He's had a couple nice plays. At linebacker, that's where you have more of the concern, though. You know, you have to replace Martez Wilson and Nate Bussey. Mm. Ashante Williams is probably going to have Nate Bussey's spot there on that strong side. Jonathan Brown has been a really...
He's a guy I'm looking forward to watching.
He's a very instinctual player. And if you talk about natural linebackers on this team, he's it. I mean, he's always around the ball. The problem was on Saturday... He can't keep his hands to himself. He swung at a teammate. That's the second time it happened this spring. Got kicked out of practice. So that's something he needs to clean up. And Houston Bates took his spot pretty much. Houston Bates has been a nice bright spot for Illinois. And he's taken his spot. He's a very hard worker. And sometimes he gets caught out of position. But he's a redshirt freshman that'll probably get a lot of playing time this year.
And, of course, Ian Thomas will be counted on to get a lot of those tackles in the middle of that linebacker. I'm anxious to see the secondary. Should that not be a strength this year?
Well, we'll hear from Mike Gilhammer in a little bit, the secondary coach, and we'll also hear from Truon Henry. But first, this is what Ron Zook had to say after the scrimmage.
A lot better than it was first big scrimmage last year. But like I just told him, you know, a lot of things are correct. And the good thing of it is this group has done a pretty good job of trying to, you know, get better every day, and they will. I mean, I thought in the beginning, particularly, we didn't throw the ball as well. We got to protect better and didn't throw the ball as well. And defensively, there were too many holes in the middle. I mean, we were gashing them. The offense was gashing the defense running the football. So those are things that I thought we tackled a little bit better than what you normally do in a first scrimmage. But we way too many big runs, which is good for the offense, bad for the defense. Didn't throw the ball particularly early like we're going to have to, and which is, you know, good for the defense and bad for the offense. So both sides got a lot of work to do, but I feel good about where we are.
Pretty good day for Troy Pollard.
Yeah, Troy, you know, Troy's, you know, he's healthy this year and for the first time, really. I've always felt that Troy's got a chance to be an awfully good back. And we held Jason. We just, you know, I didn't think there was any chance of taking a chance. I thought Houston Bates, you know, he was probably the guy to me that showed up the most. I think he's probably worked himself into a position where he's going to play an awful lot of football.
Quite a flourish here at the end by him.
Well, yeah, we got to, you know, we got to help him. But I thought just the way overall the whole day, I felt him from standing back there. I felt him a lot. He's a tough guy, and I think he's going to. He made some strides. Jonathan, you know, like I said, it happened in the Michigan State game. You know, it happened one other time out here this spring, and then, you know, we're not going to, you know, we've got to learn. We've got to correct it. You know, otherwise he ain't going to be in there anyway. So, but what he fooled around and did is lost his position, you know, because that's what happens. You know, you don't. Houston Bates comes out here and took his position. That's fine with me. Then they'll have to fight his way to get it back.
You said, as promised, Miles got some contact.
Yeah, probably a little more than Tyus, but I thought he did a good job. It makes a big difference for those guys. And, you know, when they in fact, even Nathan wanted to do it, and obviously you're not going to let Nathan do it, their thinking is different. You know, I think once he settled down and got a few hits, I thought he Miles did a nice job.
That's Illinois head coach Ron Zook.
It's interesting when he talked about Jonathan Brown, a kid that had the problem at Michigan State, got a personal foul. Now he's done it twice, right, in practice. And kudos to Ron Zook that said, you know what, go, leave today. Because you know what, if you're going to continue to do this, you're going to end up costing us down the road.
Right.
So good for him. I don't know how, I don't know why some players don't do that and some do. I don't understand why that is, but it's obvious the ones that do it are always the repeat offenders, right. It seems like. And that's good that Zook's addressing that right now.
Well, it shows there's repercussions for your actions. You know, sometimes you might, if a player's really good, and he's probably going to be a starter.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, he said Houston Bates is took his spot, but that's right now.
Right.
I mean, this isn't Camp Rantoul. This isn't a week before they go play Arkansas State. So it just shows that, hey, leave practice. We don't need you right now.
Yep.
So maybe it'll help him out down the road.
Well, that's good. You know, one thing about spring practice, Camp Rantoul, it gets me thinking of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of heat, right? And what's the best thing to do when you're in heat? Well, you got to get to some shade, and that's key. And how about more trees? Because that's the place you can go to capture some of that stuff, to get some shade, man.
It's about time to start planting some trees,
yes,
if you're thinking about it. And go to More Trees, More Trees LLC. Give Andy a call. You can do that. And shade trees can reduce utility bills for air conditioning by 15 to 50%.
Wow.
Who couldn't use that?
Yes.
And a healthy tree can create the cooling effect. We're talking about that of 10 room-size air conditioners run 20 hours per day. Healthy trees can also add up to 15% to residential property value. So there's your economic impact.
Yep.
You can also help the environment here, too. In 1 year, an average tree produces enough oxygen for a family of four to live on. And one tree will absorb the carbon dioxide for four cars running every year. So it's a chance to get into this green movement.
Wow.
Everybody's going green. Planting trees remain the cheapest, most effective means of drawing excess carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So More Trees can help you with this. You can call Andy at 217-202-1383. That's 202-1383. You can also visit More Trees. That's MOORE treesllc.com. MoreTreesLLC.com.
And not only can you buy trees, but they can also move a tree in your yard from one location to another if that's your wish. We're going to continue to talk Illini football next. We're going to deal kind of in the secondary. How that will be, will it be a strength?
Yeah, I had a chance to talk with Mike Gilhammer, the newest coach of the Illini, the only new coach for once. There's a little turnover. He was the only one. Also talked with Truon Henry, the safety, Regis Ben's brother. Of course, I asked him about Regis a little bit and his recovery and about the lockout. You'll hear from him next. And also, if you want to give us a call, talk some Illini football, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
Time to jump around. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. That got me a little winded.
You're just warming up, right?
I'm warming up because I'm already sore.
Because what are you doing tonight?
Let's get it on!
You did not want me to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up.
I am starting this, what is it, P90X thing?
Yeah, you're starting day one of
day
P90X
one.
Today.
So this could be really, 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 I might not be here tomorrow.
You might not. I'll give you tomorrow.
Oh.
2 days you're not going to show up.
2 days and I'm just going to be so sore I don't even want to. Great.
No, I'm a P90X grad. I did
it. Okay.
But I'm a little younger than you.
Yes, you are. Yes, I probably could have done this when I was 21, 22.
I think you're going to do it. I just think it's interesting. I want to see if you're going to be able to do it for 90 days.
My problem is going to be that.
Right.
I mean, it's just all the time that I don't have the time to do it. But
right.
I'm going to give it my best shot.
What if I gave you an incentive?
Oh.
What if I, you know, threw something out there, they gave you incentive, and if you do it, I have to give you or, you know, do something like, how about this?
Case of beer or something?
Well, I can do that.
Oh, okay.
A case of beer, you'd quit for that. it has to be something for me to just, you know.
Okay, let me think. What could it be?
How about I would be a ball boy for Lucas's baseball team?
Oh, that's a good idea.
If you do 90 days.
I'll
be a ball boy for Lucas's baseball team or his basketball team if it takes it, because it's 3 months.
I was going to say,
it's a three-month commitment. I don't know if he'll still be playing baseball.
What is it? April, May, June, July?
Mm-hmm.
We will be. We'll be getting kind of wrapping things up.
It has to be like a local tournament that I can get to.
Yeah, right. Well,
I will be a ball boy. You can get me in baseball pants.
Get your hat, your helmet on so you can run out there and grab your... I like that.
How about that?
I like it.
So if you do that...
Okay.
If you complete the first site where it's 3 months, 90 days of sweat... I will be a ball boy for Lucas Tejas baseball team.
Now, we start softball in a month, right? Is this? Am I going to be sore?
I will be. No, you'll be fine by then. Okay. Hopefully,
no, you can be a Villa Grove Hurricanes boy.
I'll be a bat boy. Sweet. I'll do both.
Sweet.
I'll do it for Lucas's team, and I'll do it for the Villa Grove softball team.
Because if there's one thing Lon doesn't do, it's stick to things. So this
I'm
is going to be
an incentive.
This is going to be interesting. Although I have not touched Pop. Or Mountain Dew.
That's right.
And are you still doing well with the cereal?
I'm clean with the cereal.
I mean, how about that?
I got to say, I've had a lot of urges to just get a bowl of Fruit Loops or something like that.
There's little times where a Dew sounds so good. Yeah. Like when I get Taco Bell, I always get three tacos and a Dew. And the other day, on driving home from Jacksonville, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I can't have a Dew, so let's go to Jimmy John's. Which is probably healthier anyway.
That's good. That's fine.
There you go. How about
Taco Bell can be healthy.
So am I healthy enough to play cornerback for the Fighting Illini football? Will I be healthy enough to play cornerback for the Fighting Illini football team?
Some of these guys are probably 3% body fat.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle that.
But you look at the secondary for Illinois.
Yes, I'm excited.
This should be the strength of the defense. You look at Truon Henry coming back.
Terry
Hawthorne, Tavon Wilson, Justin Green. Then you get Shupo Sani back.
That's right.
He's coming back at safety. He's a mammoth
and
back.
And maybe
there.
Miami Thomas?
Yeah, Miami Thomas working through some things right now. So, I mean, you have some depth there that you haven't had in a long time. And I talked to Mike Gilhammer, secondary coach. He's now been here for a couple. We had him on.
Yeah,
the first day. He got into Champaign. I told him that. He goes, oh, yeah, I remember you guys. So I talked with him on Saturday about, you know, now you've been acquainted with your guys.
Sweet.
What do you think of them?
I love their attitude. I think they're doing what we're asking them to do.
And you saw a lot of talent in the NFL. Do you feel like you have some guys that have that kind of talent?
We have some guys that may have a chance. Yeah, it's early to say, but I mean, I think we got good DBs here. I think they're definitely Division I guys and can play.
How are you adjusting to the job yourself?
Well, it's quick. I mean, where I came from, we just were locked in a room for 12 hours watching film, and now you have academics, you have recruiting. But I've really tried to really maintain my focus on the group that we have right here now to get them better.
You seem to bring a lot of energy. That seems to be the thing of the staff. You fit in well with everyone?
Yeah, I think, I'm running around just like they do. I pulled a ham the first day, but I think it's better now. But it's good.
Did you go to trainer or something?
No. Man, I act like it didn't happen, you know.
Take care. The group, the defensive backs last year, was a lot of guys, you know, starting for the first time. A lot of continuity this year. Do you get the feeling, you know, that they have a lot of chemistry?
They do. I'll tell you what, they've done a great job. They know the defense. I mean, when I first got here, they were helping me with a lot of checks and everything that we were doing, and I've been able to catch up with them. So there is some continuity there.
What about Shupo Sani? What's kind of your assessment of him? How's he looking?
Well, he's getting better. He didn't practice, you know, he hasn't practiced for full time yet. But I'll tell you what, I've seen some improvement with him now. He's a long, gangly type guy and trying to get him down to play low. And he's got a great attitude, so I think he's coming along.
And, you know, they have a lot of experience out of upperclassmen, too.
Yeah, we do. And that's real important. I mean, they've been there, and they got to lead by example now and get to the football and run, and that's what we're trying to get them to do.
You had some guys that switched from offense to defense last year. I know you weren't here last year, but do they seem comfortable, Terry and Justin?
Yeah, I think Terry Hawthorne has just really come on now. He's really picking it up. I've been real happy with him. And Justin is, you know, he got thrown into the fire early, but he's getting better. I think they've really bought into the technique we're teaching, and I think they're doing it.
And Terry was a kid when he came in here. Everyone was really excited about what, I mean, have you seen that from him, those glimpses where he can be a guy that can make a big difference?
Yeah, he does. He's fast, got long arms. He's very smart. He has a lot of pride to do well. So I'm really excited to watch him progress. He's not there yet, but he's got some potential.
And Tavon's a guy with experience.
Yes.
What have you seen from him?
Tavon is a student of the game, and that's what I love about him. I mean, he knows the defense in and out. He asks great questions. I mean, he's a solid guy. Mm-hmm.
What safety, you know, DB. It seems like you guys have the most depth there in the secondary, most returning. Is it a little easier than the other guys that are coaching Vic with the linebackers?
Sure.
There's a lot of new guys.
Sure.
D-line has a lot of new guys.
Sure. I mean, we do have some depth, and now we're creating competition, too, and that's what you got to have. But we do. We got a good group back there.
So what's the focus right now with these guys? What area have you seen that they need to get better?
Well, I really – came in and really wanted to teach him technique. I really wanted to teach him to learn the game, to learn, to recognize route concepts, to recognize when number one does this, number two's got to do that, and then keep playing with the technique and everything. So technique and just really becoming students of the game, just knowing the game.
So with all the guys you have back there, is it hard to get of who you want out there, the four or five guys you want out there?
No, not right now. I mean, as far as we got it kind of set in ones and twos and threes, and we're just kind of working through that, and there's still some competition.
Mm-hmm. And Supo, a guy that can work in there, you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Supo, you know, you look at him and you go, wow.
So it's like a linebacker.
Yeah, but like I said, he's buying in. He played real tall. I called him a giraffe. I saw him. He doesn't look like a giraffe anymore. He's trying to, you know, how that baby giraffe trying to get his feet because he's big and long. But I don't see that in him. He's getting better. And credit to him, he's bought into what we're trying to do, you know.
It's rare to have a 26-year-old back there. What did you notice from Truon?
Hey, well, he's a man, you know, and he's but you expect a lot more out of him, too. I mean, he's got to be a leader back there. He's a mature guy.
That's Mike Gillhammer, secondary coach. Very personable guy.
He sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
Trulon Henry, I mean, how about that? 26 years old, a guy that could give you a lot of veteran leadership in that secondary. We've got a call. Let's go to Al in Urbana. Al, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys today?
Doing great, my man.
Hey, you got the wrong idea, or half the idea, I guess, about this P90X.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Now, don't scare me out of this, because I've already got Jeremy suiting up.
I'm not going to scare you out of it at all. It's a great program. I've gone through it twice.
Ooh.
But the key to it is, dude, you've had your last Taco Bell.
Oh, no. So you mean I got to change my eating habits, too?
Oh, definitely. You don't get the classic results unless you eat better.
What if I just want average results? Is that all right to do, Al, or not?
There you go. If you're looking for average results, then go ahead and keep eating what you want.
That's the difference between a two-pack and a six-pack.
You're not going to. You might end up being uncomfortable, but you won't be sore if you do what Tony says, because you don't have to go through and try and do 25 wide grip chin-ups.
Yeah, that's
like that.
Not going to happen. I can tell you now. My wife even said, how many pull-ups do you think you could do right now? I'm like, probably one.
The thing is, from what you're talking, it sounds like you're about my age, right?
Yeah, 40.
Oh, well, no. Oh. Yeah, I'm close then. I've done it twice since I've been in my 50s, so you're in good shape.
Well, sweet. Well, Al, I appreciate the
encouragement. Take it easy.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
And you can get the exercise bands, too. You don't have to
That's what we're doing. Actually, that's what we're going to do. We're not going to do the pull. We really don't have a spot in my house to do that. So I'm going to do the band.
I'm 6'3", and my ceilings aren't tall enough to.
That's funny. Well, Al, I appreciate this. I'm going to give it my best, my man.
It's worth it.
All right. Thank you, Al.
We need to get you and Al an endorsement deal with P90X.
You think so? I agree.
We just gave him a lot of airtime.
Listen, I know way too much airtime. I apologize. Listen, here's the deal, though. I could either do this or I could totally blow it off tonight and head to Murphy's for beer. So, I mean, this is weighing on me.
Fries and burgers.
I've got the one right here and the other on my other shoulder saying, go to Murphy's.
Well, if you work out. You feel good when you go get a burger. I mean, you can still eat. Murphy's been an Illinois tradition for over 40 years. Daily lunch specials all the time, Monday through Saturday, only $5.50. And on Sundays, enjoy the fresh cut fries for free with the purchase of any sandwich.
And don't forget Friday's $2 pints on Fridays of Budweiser. So, and they've got 20 plasma screen TVs. You can watch that while enjoying your food and drink specials. That's at Murphy's. That's the place to be.
Yeah, and if you want to carry out or dine in, you can call 344-4372. That's 344-4372. That's Murphy's Pub in the heart of campus town on the corner of 6th and Green. Murphy's Pub in Illinois tradition.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner, we are the Tay and Jay Show, and we're talking Illini football.
And we're talking about the secondary. Just heard from Mike Gillhammer. Now we're going to hear from Trulon Henry. He talked about what the secondary brings back this year.
And this year, you guys think secondary is kind of your strength from deep?
Yeah, we like to think that. That way, if we have that in our mind as a secondary, then we'll work harder knowing that the team is going to rely on us. So if it does fall like that, we're trying to be prepared for it.
You guys didn't lose as much as the rest of the defense. What have you seen from the front seven so far?
Our front seven is solid. We got a few things tweaked around, get Craig used to coming off the ball, and we're going to be fine. Yeah. Our front seven is solid.
What's Coach Gilhammer meant to you so far? Just like how he's been welcomed and what he's been able to do for you guys so far?
Bring some energy to us and some technique. He's like a technique specialist, so he's a guru on feet work. So feet work, hand placement, he's bringing a lot of technique to us that we didn't so much, focus on last year, and that's going to make us better.
To Coach Gilhammer come in here with automatic credibility with you guys because he'd been at the NFL where you guys all want to play at?
In a way, yeah. I mean, he's a veteran in the NFL, so when he came here, it was like, we want to listen to him. We want to learn as much as possible. We're students of the game, so when you get a professor that's been teaching for a long time, you're gonna pay attention.
He seems like a chill guy off the field, but he's kind of got that Petrino.
Oh, yeah. He's very soft-spoken in the meeting room. He's very soft-spoken. And he gets out here and he yells. And it's energy out here, so it kind of tricks you a little bit when we're in the meeting room, then come out here and he start yelling. And he wants to see energy. We don't want to see, dead ball.
That's true on Henry, and of course we talked about it. He's a 26-year-old. From JUCO after his prison stay, for armed robbery when he was young. Of course, he's Regis Benn's brother.
Sure.
And he has that pass, and we've all known about that. But it just adds to an interesting dynamic. I mean, he's teammates with 19, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds. I asked him about that, and he has an interesting answer about how he kind of embraces that role with this team.
Big brother, man. I had Evan Wilson and King, the center. I had them in the study hall last night, just giving them some big brother advice about being in love and all that type of stuff. Been there, done that. They had a lot of questions for me that they wanted to always ask me, so I guess they had their chance last night. But just being a big brother. When young guys in college and they're in love and they put all their trust in the girl, that type of stuff. So we was talking about that for a long time. And just becoming a man, just being on your own, being away from home, because both of them, they're pretty far away from home. So just being away from home.
How is that dynamic with when you're teammates with 19, 20-year-olds, guys 6-5 years younger than you?
I love it. I have a lot of little brothers. I have 5 little brothers. So it's like, it's natural for me. I love it.
How's little brother Regis doing?
He's doing great, man. He's bounced back from his surgery. He's training well. He's doing awesome right now.
Is that been tough for him, this whole ordeal?
Yeah, but he's a tough guy, though. Never once did he doubt himself that he was going to come back strong. He's a tough guy.
How's it been handling the lockout so far?
I think he's having fun, man. He's enjoying it, I guess. I don't know.
Do his Ocho Cinco thing play soccer?
Oh, yeah. If he would, he could. We started off playing soccer. We both played soccer, so that was pretty funny, though.
That's true on Henry. Interesting guy. I mean, he's
teaching him about love.
Talking about love with these young guys. Which is something a lot of those guys probably don't know about. And Truon does. So
well, how about
him.
That? Isn't that great?
Good to have that extra thing. And Regis, I guess, doing okay in his recovery from the injury and the surgery. And now he's just waiting it out with the lockout. So.
Seemed like he had a pretty good finish to the season. Mm-hmm. Regis had a couple of nice touchdowns for Tampa late. But be nice to see him get a little bit more involved. We'll be back to wrap things up. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.